Now, let us at this point, at this stage, see how this works out in terms of our chart. Let's see just where the artist stands. We're concerned today with the two middle sections of the chart, that is to say from point 1 to point 2 and point 2 to point 3. That is to say we're concerned with the higher section of the lower evolution and the lower section of the higher evolution. So for the sake of clarity, let's transfer this particular section from 1 to 3 to a separate chart, which I hope we shall find on the other side of the board. Now, on this separate chart, our line 1 to 3, from that point down there to that point up there, our line 1 to 3 represents the scale of what we may describe, not very satisfactorily, the scale of artistic development. And like the other line of the other triangle, it's divided by point 2, which is the point, as you may remember, of the emergence of self-consciousness. That still remains in the middle, as it were. Now, each of the sections, the first, the lower section, the upper section, each of these can be divided, that is to say, subdivided. Point 1A, we may say, dividing the lower section, represents the average consciousness, the average human consciousness, the consciousness of the average man, the ordinary man, halfway between the lowest possible human consciousness and self-consciousness or awareness. Point 2A, in the middle of the second section, the higher section, represents what we may describe as the highly artistic consciousness, the consciousness of the true, the real artist. So in this way, we see the line is divided by these points into four sections, A, then the letters aren't there, but A, B, C, and D. I shall just describe them. The first, or section A, here, is the stage, or the section, we may say, where there is no art. The second, section B, is the section or the stage of folk art or tribal art. Formerly, the majority of people were at this level, the level of folk art or tribal art, when one produced things oneself, things like pots, things like knives, even one's own house. But now, unfortunately, in most cases, in most areas of the world, folk art, tribal art, has been replaced by mass-produced goods, which are not to be classified, I'm afraid, as art at all. And then, thirdly, C, section C, is the level of the fine arts. And D, the topmost section, is the level of supreme artistic achievement. Now, the true artists, the real artists, come, we may say, in that highest section, two to three. The majority of them in the third section of the whole scale, that is in section C, and just a very few of them in the highest section, that is to say, in section D. Now, the latter, of course, are a mere handful. And of these, we may say that a few perhaps penetrate, at least at moments, beyond even point three, beyond even the point of what we shall see later on is called the point of no return. Penetrate right up into the transcendental. But there's no need to go into this now. Now, from this chart, I think it should be sufficiently obvious that the artist, the true artist, has access to higher levels of consciousness, higher levels of being than ordinary people, that he's further advanced in the evolutionary process, that he has in fact entered upon the higher evolution, that he is the new man.